Avenue, BCBG, Max Ezria, Elaine, Elaine Fine Jewelry, Crew Cuts, Flemings, and Gift Wrap with Nurses for Newborns this holiday season. Plaza Frontenac, it's where to be merry.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops at our house.
314-822-7100.
Kohl's Christmas three-day sale is Thursday through Saturday. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent with no limits. Kohl's, expect great things.
Christmas music as we stall for someone who isn't on time. Let's see if he runs.
Hang on. There he is.
But he's got the Starbucks.
He just told you you're number one, Bill.
Yeah. He made some sort of a symbol.
Wow, number
one. I don't know
one.
What that's all about.
He likes you best.
Yeah, sure he does. All right. You want to just play the music? Just do the music.
Oh, okay.
And we'll, there you go.
That other music.
Do what?
You didn't like the other music?
Oh, no. Why stall? It's time now for Joe Hipperson. Brought to you by the good folks at Oric. Oric, they have 7 locations around the St. Louis area. Good idea for a Christmas gift. Still have time. Pop in there. Get a little something for the family. Just don't... Well, never mind. I'm not going to say what I was going to say. Here, ladies and gentlemen... The hippest guy in town, or at least in the studio, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Hippest guy in town, or at least in the studio. You can't do anything without throwing a little Cleveland into it, can you?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, you know, if people did do Oric as a Christmas gift, it'd be great. I mean, honestly, I'm not doing anything negative here. For real, you could be like, wow, a Christmas gift that really sucks. And it'd be a good thing, right?
Yeah, that would be a good
that
thing.
That is a good thing.
Right. I'm telling you, I think that would be a really genius marketing campaign, right? Give a gift that really sucks.
Okay, here, I'm gonna tell you what I was going to say, and I stopped myself, but I guess there's nothing wrong. Would you want to buy your wife a vacuum cleaner for Christmas?
Hey, I asked for a weed whacker.
Is that a good thing? Yeah, but
yeah, if you need one and want
I mean,
one.
If you need one, you can buy one for the family. That's one thing. But if the special gift is the vacuum cleaner for the wife,
you got to be careful.
You get something romantic too, but you get
it's easier to buy than a new stove or a new sink or something.
Right.
What else? Still, then you run into that weird bit, right? So, Bill, you're not a married man, right?
No,
but
sir.
You obviously love to comment on marriage and make jokes all the time, which is excellent.
Sure.
Ian, a married man.
Yes,
right?
Sir.
Okay, so with and you don't have to get too personal into it, but when you've got a marriage going on and you get a gift for your partner of choice, it's kind of difficult to pull off because typically married people put all the money in the same pot. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right. Yes.
So it's almost like it's. I get, you know, back in the day, maybe there wasn't so much of a combination, and it would have been easier for a guy to surprise the wife with a brand new vacuum or whatever it might be. Nowadays, if everything is all joint and you know everything's all together,
checking the bank statements,
exactly.
You would know what's going on.
You check the bank there. Oh,
we can't afford this.
Exactly, yeah. And then your gift completely botched because you get lectured before they even open it. You know, I mean, that's why you know I've always found it very difficult to try and pull off gifts like that because you have to be really sneaky and you know seedy and shady about it. To be honest,
my mom used to when she would get a certain amount of money every week for the groceries. This was after she quit working. They kind of had a budget. If she didn't spend it all, that was her fun money. She just put it aside and saved it. And towards when Christmas came, she had a bunch of it.
So for a couple of weeks, you guys just ate ramen noodles.
Well, yeah. You know,
and the white box, it just says flakes. You know, corn flakes. Not even corn,
think
just
they had
flakes.
Ramen noodles when I was a kid. I don't remember.
That's why we decided to just do the trip this year, this weekend trip we're doing this weekend. No gifts. So we're going to do a trip together, and that's it.
Come on.
Hey, I got my wife an Oric vacuum cleaner for Christmas one year, and the best was my brother-in-law got his wife, and I don't remember if it was for Christmas or for her birthday, bought her a lawnmower.
Really?
Oh, lawnmower, wow. Yeah.
I've always found, and this is just me being nothing more than honest, Ian, I've found that whenever you get told, oh, you know what, let's not do any gifts, we'll call the trip our gift, that's our gift to each other and all that, there's going to be there's going to be there's going
to
be a little something that she'll probably still give you.
Oh yeah.
On Christmas, so you've got to be prepared.
I think
for
she's
that.
Already gotten something. I told her that. No, this is it.
Come on.
No, she's
laying down
me.
The law.
Oh yeah. No, she knows me. When I say this is it, this is it.
So maybe. You're not going to feel any guilties at all.
No.
If she hands you something handmade, no. Something that she actually no. crafted herself.
No, not at all.
Maybe she'll give you a little something, something in the hotel well, this weekend.
There you go. That's still on her side.
Yeah, but you give her.
What do you mean that's still on her side? Come
well,
on, really?
Well,
she's taking one for the team, letting you just, you know, do what you got to do.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. She's tilting the scale more on her side.
So what you're saying is, so it's like a free gift for her if she gets you? Is that what you're saying? That you're a gift for her?
Well, I'm a gift every day.
Oh my God.
I think I just puked a little.
Give me some Pepto-Bismol.
My only advice to everybody out there is if you do have an arrangement like Ian's, you have a deal worked out. Oh, we're not going to get each other anything this year. It's a scam. It's a trick. Okay.
So it's not.
When people go out of the way to say, we're not doing anything, they really are going to do something.
She didn't have a choice. That's what I told her what was happening. I said, this is what we're doing. We're
what
doing a
year
trip.
Is this? What is going on?
No, one year my wife said, we're not getting anything for each other. We'll just concentrate on the kids. So I took that to heart. I didn't get anything. And then there's something under the tree for me. And here you go. Open it up. And it's I thought we weren't getting anything. Oh, well, I saw this.
That's
and thought
fault,
you had to get
then.
It to you. But I didn't get you anything. And it's like, well, that's okay. But it was one of
you
those.
You know it's not okay.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. It's like, no.
Yeah, you know, the only way out of that, honestly, is if you have the arrangement, we're not going to do any gifts for each other. Fine, whatever. To all the guys out there, and I'm only speaking to the guys because, you know, I might be a bit feminine, but, you know, that's
no.
Just a little bit. Hey, this great new Suave deodorant, you know, that the girls wear that I'm wearing now. Oh, it's amazing. It's just, it's so cool. It was, I think it's called like So-So Summerberry. I know it's winter, but I don't care. It's great. I smell like berries. So, to the guys that maybe you smell like berries, I don't know. If you think you might be set up on this no gift idea, get a little small something, not anything racy, because let's say you got kids, you don't want anything really bizarre, just a cute little something. You know, I'm an entertainment guy, I'm way into movies, way into music. These are easy gifts, because if you do a DVD of her favorite flick that maybe you've never wanted to watch, and anytime it comes on TV, you always find an excuse to run out, maybe you get it for her as a gift, but you wrap it up. You hide it. Hide it under the couch. Then on Christmas morning, everyone's going all nuts, getting presents and this and that. You have a gift that says to, you know, whatever your wife's name, to Mrs. Ian or whatever the name might be.
Oh, like in case of emergency,
then,
break glass,
and,
present.
Right, and underneath you write, love Santa. See, you don't put it from yourself. If she pulls out a surprise gift and, she's gotten me a gift and we said we weren't getting any, wait for the right moment. The opportune moment where she's not looking and really quick just kind of easing out in front of the couch and slide it across the room. Suddenly it magically appears under the tree. It's amazing.
Hey, look, Santa left something for you.
Well, yeah. And then it's great because you didn't break the pact. Santa got her the gift. And then you can even throw that in her face. Hey, you got me a gift, all right? And I didn't even do that for you. Santa Claus got you a gift, but I didn't break our pact.
You might be onto something, Joe.
Yeah,
what if you just have a hidden gift at all times underneath the couch? In case those times when you get in trouble.
Get out of jail free card.
You can do that, but you have to remember to rotate the wrappings, okay? Because you can't keep the Christmas gift in there. And then forget about stuff on February 14th, man. You can't give her Santa Claus wrapping paper for Valentine's Day. So keep a
generic.
Just make it red paper.
Yeah. Or just be a vigilant guy and accept the fact that no matter how hard you try, you're still screwed. And I would say once a month, take a theme, wrap a different gift, hide it somewhere in the house. You never know when it might come in handy. All right? And, hey, if your secret gift gets found out, like let's say it's March and the gift from Christmas is still hidden somewhere, they have no way of knowing. If that's this year to come.
I've already bought you.
That's
now.
Good.
Exactly.
That means your wife's cleaning under the couch.
If there's one thing that marriage taught me, it's that manipulation apparently is the only way to work. So I'm just saying. All right, now let's move forward with our weekend reports. Movies that you can choose from. We've got one for the kids, of course. Alvin and the Chipmunks, Chipwrecked. This is the third Alvin and the Chipmunks movie. It's a lot like the first two. You have a bunch of CGI chipmunks singing horrific renditions of songs everyone knows and loves.
So what's his name in it?
Jason Lee. How can he do that?
Paycheck. That's all I can say, man.
They're not real.
What else is he doing?
I know. My real, name is man. Earl got canned, and then he had some really lame cop show that just went nowhere. Unless
that chipmunk money.
Man, look, it's no different than Eddie Murphy. We can just say Eddie Murphy is a complete hack who's not funny anymore. This guy's got donkey money.
Or The Rock. He went from all those things. He started doing those family movies.
It's true. Hey, have you seen the trailer for the new G.I. Joe movie yet?
No. Oh, The Rock is in that?
The Rock's in it. He narrates the trailer, okay? I mean, it's really pathetic. It's really cheesy. The Rock is, I think the Rock's on the roids. I really think so, because his neck has a greater width than his head, and it just doesn't make any sense. The last 15 seconds of the G.I. Joe trailer is what I would call fantastic. This would be the part where the El Camino slides around, Bruce Willis kicks out the back of it with a massive machine gun and just wastes like 20 million guys in 1 second.
It's Bruce awesome. Willis is in it, huh?
Bruce Willis is the original Joe.
Wow.
In the G.I. Joe sequel. So even though I have to sit through about 2.5 minutes of The Rock talking and trying to, you know, speak where it doesn't sound like there's marbles in his mouth or steroids getting, you know, launched down his throat, at the very, very end, you get the Bruce Willis payoff, which is cool.
Ooh.
And speaking of me being a, you know, complete just, you know, just freak, Bruce Willis in the Expendables 2 trailer. Okay, you guys check that out yet?
Come
on.
Really? Oh man, you got Stallone, you got Schwarzenegger, with a massive gun blowing people up. It's gonna be insane.
I like the first one.
The first one was good, but it was really, really cheap, cheesy. Fine.
Jeez.
And it really needed a little bit more craft behind the directing. And Stallone was the director, so he's giving it up to a different director now. So now we've got all the. Yeah. So you got all the guys from before, only now you got a better director who's kind of, you know, guiding it a little bit, and Bruce Willis is the bad guy. Man, it's just, I apologize. This has nothing to do with what you could do on the weekend.
Action.
You know what? What you could do on the weekend? Sit around and watch movie trailers. That's pretty much my life. So that's where I got going, and it works out fairly well.
Okay, so we have the Chipmunk.
Yes,
movie.
Thank you, Tina, for keeping this runaway train close to the rails. We also have Sherlock Holmes, A Game of Shadows. I still say that they made a big mistake with Robert Downey Jr. as Sherlock Holmes.
Hated the first one.
Can anyone remember who I said was the perfect guy to play Sherlock Holmes if they were going to make movies with today's technology? Anyone?
No, I don't remember. It was somebody, a British or...
Hugh Laurie
yes.
would have been the ultimate Sherlock
yes,
Holmes.
Yes, I
Even
see that.
Even with Guy Ritchie's direction, which I think is one of the major reasons why this film is not as good. The sequel, you still got the same director, Guy Ritchie. This guy did Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels. Everybody knows him because of the movie Snatch, the one with Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Yes.
Mike Evans really liked this movie.
It's good. Don't get me wrong. And it's a better version of a Sherlock Holmes tale than the first one. The thing I can't stand is the overabundance of the slow motion shots with the explosions.
Oh.
It's a cheesy thing from the 80s, but he's trying
geez.
To...
We got a theme here.
I must have broke my leg with the crutch. I mean, seriously, it's insane.
I just can't... the way they promoted the first one, it was fight scenes and everything. To me, that's not Sherlock Holmes. I thought it was mostly intelligence and thinking and not punching people.
Hence, Hugh Laurie would have been a brilliant Sherlock Holmes. Even if he would have gotten into a fist fight, same reason why for a while Roger Moore was a believable James Bond. You don't believe this guy's going to go toe-to-toe with anybody, but he can outsmart him, outthink him, and nail their woman right behind his back, so it's all good.
Yeah, and Hugh Laurie could have been funny, too.
Yeah, and he could have, because he is funny. He's a very, very funny guy. This movie has a lot of action. It's well-paced. I'm just not a fan of all the slowdown shots. I also think that the guy they and I butcher the name, and I shouldn't. My granddad, my grandfather, the one who's no longer with me, but he's always there. He was a huge Sherlock Holmes fan. He'd be so upset that I can't pronounce the bad guy.
Moriarty.
Yes, the guy they got to play that.
Same. Moriarty.
Like, if I try and say Moriarty, I can't do it. It sounds bizarre.
Professor Moriarty.
Yeah, the guy they got to play him. Huge mistake. You could have even gotten Hugh Laurie to play that guy. You need someone that's like tall, lanky, skinny, just kind of diabolical. They got this fat guy. It's like bald fat guy to play him. It just doesn't play off well. And to me, aesthetically.
Frank's playing him?
What?
Oh, nothing. That was my outside voice. I'm sorry.
Whoa. I think I missed that. What was that?
Who did you say was playing him?
I think he said Frank.
Oh, my
Frank.
Goodness.
No, gracious.
While the cat's away, the mice will play.
Well, not me. I ain't playing
me either.
Count me out.
There's no way he could play that.
Holy mackerel.
That was my outside voice. I'm sorry.
Boy,
I don't know where to go from there.
Well, just keep moving.
I guess he thinks he's going to make a living with
just
music.
Stay away from the shrapnel.
It's funny. Wow. You know, I actually made up an expression once. You never bite the hand that feeds.
Yes, I live by that one.
I'm going to be submitting my resume to Frank for a producer job on Monday. If you're in the mood for a concert, here are a couple options for you. Tonight, Quick Sales will be at a place called Floating Laboratories. Good stuff. Caleb Travers is at Blueberry Hill. Over at Cicero's, Morning Teleportation will be on stage. I don't get it. What kind of a band would name themselves Morning Teleportation?
I don't know.
Compelled to Destroy will be over at Foo Bar. Big Smith at Off-Broadway. Unholy Sustenance will be over at Lemons. At the Firebird tonight, the Randy Dandy's Triple Xmas show is going down. Saturday, Gateway Getaway is over at Blueberry Hill. We're a Happy Family, a really cool tribute to the Ramones, will be on stage at Lemons. And I've got Henry's Humans over at that was his grandma's grill?
Graham's grill. Grandma's grill. Grill.
Now hold on. Listen, I'll be honest. I'm gonna go and break the wall here. I've got all my stuff prepped and ready to go. Dan at the 0 hour throws me a sheet of paper says Henry's Humans. You know, it's in Kirkwood, some Woodbine at 8:30 Saturday. But I swear. You say that you wrote down Graham's Grill. Now, if I have to look at it real quick, being an on-air personality in the moment, Bill, you know what I'm talking about.
When spell it phonetically.
Can I see that?
I can't spell it because of all the gibberish that's on top of it.
Let me see that.
Bill, I want you to look at this sheet of paper, and I want you to just real quick glance at it, and would you have thought Graham or Grandma? Just real quick, Now, you're analyzing it, Bill. Don't
analyze
it.
No, you're right. No. Calm down over there. You're right, yeah. It's either Grandma's or Gordman's.
That's a bizarre.
Gordman's. I was writing it down fast, and I missed. I forgot to put the H in there, and then I kind of threw the H in there.
No, you didn't. You wrote a silent D in the middle of this word. It doesn't make any sense. There's a D.
Oh, okay. There's not. It's supposed to be an H.
I would imagine the word Graham does not have a silent D, but apparently
it
does.
There is a D.
But he got an extra minute of promotion, so look at maybe
that band right now
is
probably on cloud nine. Good job. You know he's going to do that from now on.
That's our band.
Saturday night.
Mispronounce everything.
Everybody's going to Kirkwood looking for Grandma's Grill now.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go. Graham's. 8:30, right? Kirkwood?
Yes, 8:30.
On Woodbine, Henry's Humans. That's a three-minute plug, man. Okay, I better get a check for that one. All right, here we go. El Monstero playing the pageant basically every night for the remainder of the month. You can check them out this weekend. Trans-Siberian Orchestras at the Scott Trade Center on Saturday. Old Rock House has Trampled by Turtles. You've got D. Robert and the Half-Truths over at Euclid. Euclid Records doing a very cool acoustic show Saturday, free at about 3 o'clock. Mike Studd will be over at the Firebird. That's a really gutsy thing to go with, man.
Yeah.
Even if it is your real name. Even if it's your real name, you might want to change it. Because, I mean, hey, Ian, I want to go check out this guy. He's going to play a show. What are we going to see? Mike Studd.
Yeah.
That's like calling yourself He-Man.
I know. I mean, if this guy is not like Jimmy Page and Robert Plant fused into one dude, I mean, I might walk away a little bit disappointed. Options for this weekend. The Nutcracker, a performance I've never watched in my entire life. Gun to my head, I couldn't tell you a scene from The Nutcracker, so maybe I will take a look at the St. Louis Ballet version over at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center. You can do the same thing. We've got Friday. That would be tonight. You've got a performance of it. We've also got one on Saturday and Sunday. All the information you would need would be at MissouriBalletTheater.com to check out The Nutcracker. And there's also going to be a special performance on Tuesday if you miss it this weekend. And last but not least. Okay. Back in the day, there was something called the Rat Pack. Everybody knows who the Rat Pack was. You had Frank Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., Dean Martin, blah, blah, blah. So, they've got a really cool thing happening. You can check it out this weekend at the Fabulous Fox Theater. It is called Christmas with the Rat Pack. What it is, it's basically a bunch of guys, tribute artists. It's not the resurrected bodies of these famous crooners, but tribute artists, impersonators. But I think tribute's better than impersonator, don't you think?
Yeah.
They're playing tribute. Okay, so you got these guys, impersonators, tributes, whatever. They're going to basically put on a huge recreation of a special performance the Rat Pack gave in 1965 on June 20th. 1965. They did a really cool performance back in the day at the Kiel Opera House. So now they're going to recreate it and call it Christmas with the Rat Pack. All your favorite Rat Pack songs will be featured, as well as a lot of really interesting holiday classics that maybe you never heard the Rat Pack sing. Now you can. Go to FabulousFox.com for details. Tickets will run you $15 to $70 this weekend, Christmas with the Rat Pack. I'm out. Talk to you guys next week. Joe Hipperson, Big 550, KTRS, Hip on Entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Anytime, Bill. And let me know if you need any more relationship advice, Bill. I can help you out.
No, I think I'm good. Thank you.
All right. I'm out.
See you. Thank you. Thank you very much. That's Joe Hipperson. He's brought to you by Oric. 7 locations around the St. Louis area to serve you. And, of course, online at oric.com. And at 4:31, let's check in with Mr. John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Bill.
Happy Friday.
And everyone else in the studio, how are you all?
Hi, John. Hey, John.
Good, John.
Awesome, that's great. You can ask how I am doing.
How are you doing, John?
Doing, Johnny?
I was hoping you would ask. I'm doing really well.
Good. Sunshine.
Beautiful day. Yeah. We're selling cars at Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. That kind of rhymes.
Yeah, it did.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it?
That was pretty awesome.
And not in the duck blind. It's too nice, too many meetings today.
Yeah.
And you know, don't you? I think I might have duck hunted enough this year.
Really?
What?
That's
I can't believe that you said that.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like
possible. You know, and this is when you have to like really kind of remember that the duck club members that you brought to your club in the northern zone when their club wasn't open yet, when they're in the middle zone, and now you start calling them up and you wish them Merry Christmas and how's everything, and hey, how many ducks are you shooting? So that they say, hey, do you want to go duck hunting the week when your season's over with? And you say, sure, I'd love to. So that's how that all works, you know.
Where's the zone lines? What is it?
Well, that's a great question, but, you know, our farm is, you know, we're halfway between Foley and Ellsbury. We're closer to Ellsbury.
79, right?
79 in Highway M. So we are kind of, Old Monroe, I think, is maybe the southern, the northern edge of the middle zone. And we, it might be Wakefield or Old Monroe where the middle zone starts, but.
Okay. All right.
And duck hunters have to know all that.
Yes, just a little bit.
I think it's all cleared up now, John.
Yeah, and I had my buddy Chris Lennauer, who takes me turkey hunting out in Owensville. And, you know, to get to Owensville, it's 44 and Union at Highway 50. Then you go through lovely towns of Missouri, like Leslie, Missouri. Huh? Yeah.
Never been.
And Rosebud, Missouri. Yeah, to get to Owensville. Great turkey hunting and deer hunting. But, you know, enough about that hunting. You all ready for the Christmas weekend?
Pretty much.
No.
Is it this weekend?
No.
It's weekend.
A week from, a week from this Sunday is Christmas.
Oh, okay. Well, John scared me a little there.
Yeah.
Who just asked that question?
It's me, Bill. I thought you said you're ready for Christmas this weekend. I thought that's what you said. Sorry.
Was Bill multitasking in the studio? He wasn't really listening to me?
No, he was paying attention.
Bill's got a little bit of a headache.
I don't think anyone can multitask like you can and hold a conversation like you do. I've seen
it. You know, I have to say that it was a gift from Johnny Londoff Sr. I can't take credit for it. It's just watching him maneuver. If we would have given him another arm and another hand, who knows what could have happened. Because, holy cow.
I sat in your office one day and watched you multitask from your cell phone to the regular phone to people coming in your office to you doing something else. I was worn out watching you just sitting there.
Is there a steady stream coming in and out of your office pretty much every day, all day?
There is. You know, it's called an open door policy. You know, I don't have a, you know, I don't drive my Suburban in the back entrance and go up a back stairway. You know, I mean, I love talking to people. I don't know if y'all noticed that, but I like to talk a little bit.
Yeah.
And there's no secretary outside your door to stop people from going in to see you.
No, never. Wouldn't happen. Now, I can tell you there was a time when many, many, many years ago I was screening phone calls from solicitors, from marketers, okay? Maybe radio stations, TV stations, newsprint. And Johnny Londoff Sr., he came in my office, you know, about a week later, and he, you know, knocked on the door, and he came in. He goes, hey, how you doing, big shot? And I'm like, okay, you know, what did I do now? And he goes, it's not what you did, it's what you're not doing. He goes, you're not answering your phone calls. I said, well, Dad, it's, you know, it's advertising people trying to get me. He goes, well, what do we do for a living? He goes, how do you feel when you call a customer, you call a guest, and they don't return your phone call? You call them once, twice, three times. How do you feel? I'm like, you're right. I get mad.
That's a very good point.
He goes, call people back. You might not buy their product, but you can make them a friend. Maybe they'll buy something from you. Maybe you are already using somebody, but you can maybe network them or give them a name and a number of somebody else that can use their product. He goes, but just be a decent guy and call them back.
I like that.
Yeah,
I'm like,
that's,
you know,
great
what
advice.
I get it, you know, and but that's one of, I can't tell you how many stories of a great guy, you know, leading me in the right direction many, many, many times. So he was unbelievable. One of his other favorite lines is, the left hand has to know what the right hand is doing. So what he means is, within an organization, you can't have a group of people going one direction, another group in another direction, and then what happens is, you know, the customers, the guests, they get caught in the middle, and it shouldn't be that way. So a lot of communication.
That's just like radio. Everybody, the communication in the radio business is amazing.
What?
It's everybody. I mean, it's seamless. It just, information just flows all throughout the whole.
Well, we're in the communications business. So,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You got
so
part of it, right?
That's why it flows freely.
Well, I tell you what's flowing freely right now is a bunch of sales here, a bunch of great listeners, AM and the PM, that I love meeting, and Chevy Cruze, 15.9. Within target market rebate, 15.9 for Chevy Cruze. Okay, 17.9 for the Chevy Malibu with incentives in target market. Silverado pickup truck, 15.590 for a regular cab, $10,000 off heavy duty, 3/4 ton, extended cab,
wow,
and crew cab. We've got, folks, we've got a bunch of diesels that we need to sell. I think we had about 50. We're down to about 21, 22. Great deals on some diesel crew cabs and extended cabs, primarily crew cabs. Chevy Volt. You know, there was a lot of talk, of course. Here's the media building up a product. Unbelievable piece of machinery developed by an American-made company, General Motors, American-made car. Ed Wilburn, a genius, the design chief engineer of General Motors, African-American male in his probably early 60s who grew up in Detroit, sent a letter to Detroit GM when he was 14 and 15 with several pictures of cars that he had designed at the age of like 11 and 12. General Motors put him through college, MBA. This guy, when I talk about a genius, he is, and he's designing all these great cars that we have out in the marketplace right now, and some unbelievable cars that are going to hit the dealership here within the next few months and in a few years. So, exciting times. Chevy Volt, great vehicle, and we have 5 in stock, and they're here to buy. They're here to sell. You know, we were getting a little precocious and trying to say, well, we're not going to discount. Well, yeah, we're going to discount them. You know, we're in love with our cars, but we're not that in love with them to say, come in, make us a deal, and you get a great deal on Chevy Volt.
Right.
And that's it. That's all I got.
All right.
Can you go back and say hello to some customers and have some fun? Close out the day. We're open till about 9:30 this evening. Interstate 270 at the Washington Elizabeth exit. 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800. Or 24/7, 365 at lawnduff.com.
All right, Johnny.
All right, kids. Have a great rest of your show and a great weekend.
You too, right, John.
See you next week.
And everyone out there driving, drive safe. Don't, right. No texting when you drive.
That's right. All right, you got it. Thanks, John.
Thanks, kids. Bye.
Bye.
All right. It's John Lawnduff. We'll take a quick break. Back in a few on the Big 550.
With another look at your afternoon commute, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oaklanding traffic. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. We're going to start with the good news. They've cleared that accident that had 3 lanes blocked, 40 eastbound at the Boone Bridge. Still a little bit heavy from 94 to the Boone Bridge. 40 westbound, you may see some delays approaching the Boone as well. 270 southbound, now stop and go. Page down to Doherty Ferry. 40 westbound out of the city, Kings Highway to McCausland, and another slow spot between Ballas and Mason. 70 westbound, slow going between Jennings Station and Lucas and Hunt. Then again, out in St. Charles County, stop and go now between 370 T.R. Hughes. 55 northbound, you got a slow pocket in that right lane, mainly between Park Avenue and the Poplar Street Bridge. 70 eastbound, you're on the brakes now between Salisbury and 10th Street. And stop and go up in North County, 270 eastbound between McDonnell and 170. This update brought to you by Rhodes Bacon Serve. Wake up to the hot Rhodes Bacon Serve cinnamon rolls, topped with real cream cheese frosting. Rhodes Bacon Serve cinnamon rolls in your grocer's freezer. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
The Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou. This Sunday, Coach Frank Haith and the Missouri Tigers take on the Tribe from William & Mary College. And you can catch all the action right here on the Big 550. Coverage begins at 1:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 2. It's exciting college hoops action as the Tigers take on the Tribe from William & Mary College. This Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS. We are Mizzou.
R&R Sanitation Porta Potties is all you need to know if you are in the market for porta potties. Whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, Local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
Heidi's Sewing Machine in South County has some great items for the person who likes to sew or embroider.
Heidi is an authorized dealer for Brother and Janome sewing machines. When you buy your sewing machine from Heidi, you'll also get free sewing lessons. Heidi offers quilting, embroidery, and sewing classes and clubs to get the most out of your sewing machine. They also have a complete line of sewing and embroidery supplies. If you want to learn how you can earn money by starting your own embroidery business, Heidi and Brother are offering a free seminar February 1st or 2nd. Call 843-1168 or go to their website at heydesewing.com to register. Heidi Sewing Machine has been serving St. Louis for 60 years. No other company offers the selection, the support, and the expertise that Heidi offers. They're located on Lindbergh and Concord Village Avenue in South County. That's Heidi Sewing Machine, your headquarters for all your sewing needs.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Josh and his cat Bernard.
He was found living by a dumpster, so I guess anything's a step up from that.
There's Lori and her dog Ellie.
It's thrilling to save a life, to know that you're maybe their last chance and their only hope for a good life.
Hope. That's what brought together Purina One Brand Pet Foods and animal welfare organizations to form the One Hope Network, a movement dedicated to increasing pet adoptions. Find out more by visiting onehope.org.
Hi, this is Al Hrabowski, and during the 2012 season, the Cardinals will roll out the new World Champions Ticket Packs. These five-game packs each feature a popular championship item giveaway day, plus a variety of great games throughout the 2012 season. Choose from the World Champion Ring Pack, Trophy Pack, the MVP Freeze Bobblehead Pack, and more. Ticket packs are on sale now at Cardinals.com.
They came from nowhere to astound the baseball world.
Hi, sweetie.
She's always there for you, so this year, give her the gift of relaxation. Luxurious relaxation at Stonewater Spa, Salon, and Boutique in Plaza Frontenac.
Oh, yeah.
Stonewater Spa, Salon, and Boutique is an 11,000-square-foot sanctuary. Purchase any spa package and receive a free gift card. Stonewater can also accommodate your special event, a girls' night out, corporate event, or private parties. And right now, Stonewater has lots of perfect boutique items and stocking stuffers.
Thank you.
Stonewater Spa, Salon, and Boutique is located in Plaza Frontenac. For more, go to StonewaterSpa.com.
I know this question perplexes many, and that is, where do you want to go to dinner tonight? Well, I'm here to tell you the place to go is LaRusso's on the Hill. It's one of those great Italian restaurants from a great Italian neighborhood. Rich and Terry have been celebrating LaRusso's for 25 years. These recipes have been handed down from generation to generation. Rich and Terry, matter of fact, they started dating as a busboy and a waiter. Now they run LaRusso's. It's on the Hill, 3121 Watson Road. The food is outstanding, plus they've got great banquet facilities. So if you're looking for a place to host an event, think of LaRusso's. It's a place where the movers and shakers go. It's a virtual who's who. Whether it's a first date, 50th anniversary, you want to make sure you are seen at LaRusso's. The food is outstanding, and the atmosphere even better. 314-647-6222 or LaRusso's.com. We'll see you on the Hill at LaRusso's Cucina, 3121 Watson Road, or LaRusso's.com.
Mother, mother, everybody's starving. Mother, mother, let's eat.
Hold your horses, got a million courses, and I'm fixing a treat.
Jeremiah, go and help your mother. Jane and Jonah, you too. Hezekiah, go and get your brother, then fetch Amy and Sue.
Mother, mother, everybody's happy, got a reason.
What the heck is this? Reminds me of that movie, A Mighty Wind. Have you ever seen that?
Oh, I love that movie.
Oh, my goodness.
It's Christmas dinner. They're all waiting for Mother to get dinner done.
Where do you get this stuff?
What is this?
I can't remember.
Put your napkin on your lap while Judd pours cider from the tap.
Who pours cider from the tap?
Jed?
Well, promenade it.
Promenade.
Theon can make you a copy you can listen to on your way home, Dan. Speaking of Christmas, we've all seen the Charlie Brown Christmas.
that new?
I assume everyone's seen the Charlie Brown Christmas special.
Yeah, the tree. And
there was an interesting article today in USA Today about the Charlie Brown Christmas and some fun facts about the Charlie Brown Christmas special and some things that I never even had heard before. For example, most of the voice actors in the cast were actually kids in the director's neighborhood. So they weren't like professional actors. They were people that Charles Schulz found in his neighborhood.
What about the parents?
Teacher.
Yeah. Some of the child actors were actually so young they couldn't even read the script. So they had to, you know, tell them what the lines were, I guess, right before they went on. Charles Schulz refused to let CBS executives insert a laugh track into the movie, into the show. Which is good. I hate that. That's the worst when you watch some of these TV shows and you know it's a and it's not a pre-produced laugh track. It's, you know, they actually tape most of those in front of an actual audience, but it's you still know. Oh yeah, exactly. Well,
that's, I read something online that said most of the laugh tracks you hear on TV shows nowadays were made from people that were in the 50s, so most of them are dead, right?
weren't even around. Schulz actually hated jazz music, which is kind of interesting. The Linus True Meaning of Christmas speech was actually almost cut out of the movie, which that would have been a totally different deal without that line. The network executives at the time and the sponsors actually hated it and wanted to bury it, never wanted to put it on. There's another, you know, wah, wah, wah. Yeah. Worked out pretty good for him. In fact, they said many of the producers actually thought it would be a flop and that they would have ruined the Charlie Brown brand forever. And, of course, that never happened. And they said Snoopy got most of the action because he was the easiest one to animate out of all of the characters. And I could see that. And it is now the second longest-running Christmas special of all time.
Isn't that the one where he becomes the director of the play and then everybody's cheering except for Snoopy and he's like, boo.
I'm sorry, how was that again?
Boo.
I think that's exactly right.
What's the first?
I would guess Rudolph.
I knew you
right?
were going to ask that. I believe it is Rudolph.
I love Rudolph.
Yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. There you go. All right, so this is some good news. I'm sure we'll hear thunderous applause after I make this announcement. It looks like Missouri will now reclaim its title as meth capital of the United States.
All right. Way to go, people.
Right. That's because they outlawed all that stuff.
That hard work, that hard work's going to pay off, right?
I bought regular stuff, regular non-drug, you know, sinus pills, and I had to give them my driver's license at Target. It's like, what? These
really?
Are just on the counter here. He's like,
there's some
we
areas
have to do it
you,
now.
You have to have a prescription.
You have to have it in St. Charles County and Jefferson County.
Do they save your license number? I mean, I don't understand why.
I have no idea. Scanned it in.
Is that just maybe to say you were of age? I mean, I don't understand why they.
No, they're just doing that to kind of keep track, I think.
So they
I don't even think these have anything in them that are.
Well,
they're
apparently
not
they
Claritin
do.
Or anything.
Yeah,
it's just Tylenol sinus headache.
I can't figure it out. I take something over the counter for acid reflux, and those are locked up now in the store. So
You know what? They also
amazing.
Lock up. You go to Walgreens, they have like the shaving stuff locked up too, like the little razor things.
Because
cartridges.
I think that people steal those.
Yeah. Yeah,
everything's
steal those
locked
like crazy.
Up. Jiminy Christmas. But hey, over 2,000 labs in the Missouri alone. So far this year. So, hey, way to go, guys. Let's get that.
Yes.
We're beating up the folks down in Kentucky. Kentucky was the top state. Now Missouri will now displace Kentucky and be the top meth producing state in the United States. They got to be number one in something.
That's
something
right.
To be proud of.
Why not?
Aren't we on the saddest to the cities list, too?
And highest crime.
And most dangerous.
Yay.
We are kicking some butt.
This is the place to be. And then one last observation here. I'm watching television last night, and the Men's Warehouse commercial comes on. And I've been to the Men's Warehouse, and I've bought some stuff there. It has nothing to do with really the Men's Warehouse. But the guy that does this, the speaking, and how many packs a day do you think the Men's Warehouse spokesman smokes a
Zimmer,
day?
Something Zimmer, right?
That
he's
guy's
the owner,
voice.
Right?
Isn't yeah, he? I think that's his name. Would you say it was?
Zimmer is his last name.
I think he just has like a throat disease.
You think he has a disease?
No.
I was trying
to make
I think it's
bad.
Just his.
Man, he's got a deep. He's got bad. A deep. Like you just you.
What if he doesn't smoke at all? What
that
if he doesn't
that
smoke
is,
at all?
That
and
is
it's
entirely
just his
possible.
Voice.
I just thought that was kind of interesting, and maybe not. All right, let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll a few more things to kick around here, and then we'll do our trivia coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And of course, Mike Evans will join us at 5:30 on this Aloha Friday on the Big 550 KTRS.
With your Golden Oak Lending traffic, here's Frank Ladd. Frank?
Thanks, Tina. We're heavy this afternoon. 40 westbound between Grand and Boyle. And then again, all the way out to McCausland in that normal slow stretch between Kings Highway and McCausland. 40 westbound, you're on the brakes now between Ballas and Mason. And then again, out in the valley, approaching the Boone Bridge. On the other side of the Boone Bridge, 40 eastbound, heavy there in that stretch. You've got a heavy stretch between K and the Boone Bridge that due to that earlier crash that was there on the Boone Bridge, but now out of the way. 270 southbound, still stop and go. We're now stop and go now between Page and Doherty Ferry. 70 westbound, you're on the brakes between 370 and T.R. Hughes. 70 eastbound, slow going between Grand and St. Louis Avenue. 170 northbound, you're on the brakes between Scudder and North Hanley. This update is brought to you by Jiffy Lube. Hurry into Jiffy Lube before December 31st and save $25 on any oil change, tire rotation, and wiper blades plus. Save up to $20 on your second oil change with a mail-in offer when you upgrade to Pennzoil synthetic motor oil. Jiffy Lube, keep my ride alive. At participating Jiffy Lube stores only, see your store for details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, everyone. Victoria Babu here on the next edition of Smart Living. Traveling this holiday season? Talk to your pharmacist before you go. The top 10 tips to stay healthy while on the road. Plus, a kid's guide to raising a dog. We'll talk to the author. And what are the 5 worst holiday foods that cause bad breath? Our dentist to the stars tells all. Plus, best-selling author John Maxwell on the 5 levels of leadership.
It's Smart Living with Victoria Babu, presented every Saturday at 11 a.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, folks. It's Dean Barber, host of America's Wealth Management Show. This month, we'll be answering all of your email questions about Social Security. You could submit your questions at our website, americaswealthmanagementshow.com. Don't be fooled into thinking the Social Security Administration can give you retirement advice about one of your most valuable assets. They can't. Visit americaswealthmanagementshow.com to ask your question and listen to the answer on America's Wealth Management Show every Saturday afternoon at 3 on 550 KTRS.
For some, maybe even you, the holidays are a very difficult time. The stress associated with the season can become overwhelming. Stress triggers addiction, and the temptation becomes hard to overcome. Maybe it's a friend or a loved one that's trapped by drug or alcohol addiction. Whatever the case, there's an answer. ARCA. Assistant Recovery Centers of America offers distinctively different patient treatment. ARCA treats their patients with special anti-craving medications that instantly and completely block the urge to drink or use drugs. There are no side effects and no withdrawal symptoms. Plus, ARCA's flexible outpatient counseling program will enable you or your loved one to maintain confidentiality without disrupting work or family life. Call ARCA right now at 314-645-6840. That's 314-645-6840. Or visit online at arcamidwest.com. Miracles happen every day. Discover yours at ARCA.
ARCA now offers the only same-day teen and adolescent detox program in the area. Call 314-645-6840 for more details.
Once again, it's that great time of the year, Cookies Barbecue time. Whether you're heading out for a game, picnic, or cookout, it's time to stock up on Cookies mouthwatering sauces and seasonings, including sweet hickory, western style, country blend, or original. If the weather isn't hot enough for you outside, spice up your insides with Cookies wings and things hot sauce, Cookies premium salsa, or flavor enhancer and all-purpose seasoning. So, try Cookies' award-winning line of sauces and seasonings.
Cookies is the one.
Enjoy the outdoors and bring out the cookies.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer.
Now, we played this like every 5 minutes when I worked at the elevator music station. Oh, my goodness. Every time you'd walk in the room, Burl Ives. Burl Ives or Andy Williams or...
Yeah, this has to be like on the top 10 most played songs.
Christmas song. Good song, but, is, you know, just a few times a year is plenty. I don't need to hear this, you know, at the start of November. So Google has released the top 10 searches for 2011, and I have to tell you, the number one search kind of surprised me.
The boobs? are you talking about my computer or yours?
Not from your computer.
Oh, okay. The top ten searches on Pee on
the
your
number
boobs.
One. It is a person.
They're all boobs,
and it's somebody that we made a lot of fun of during the year. Maybe closer
Kim
to
Kardashian,
no.
Madeline Albright.
Madeline Albright.
I just like saying that name.
Rebecca Black.
Oh, okay.
The Friday song, right?
Oh, sure.
Everybody was making fun of that poor girl. I still feel so sorry for that poor girl.
I don't because she tried to make another song.
She put herself out there, but didn't she have to leave her school and everything because she was getting.
I don't know, but you know what? Katy Perry, when she was here in St. Louis, we were at the show with. I was at the show with my daughter.
I remember you were stalking her. You were taking pictures of her. And that's right.
Mama boobs.
Oh yeah, I did. She sang that song at her concert.
The Friday song?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's good. Thanks, Dan.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So Rebecca Black is number one. Number two, Google Plus, which I still have not used the Google Plus.
I have one, but I don't. I haven't.
I don't even know what it is.
Oh wait, I'm thinking of something. That's the deal where you connect with people like
it's
Facebook,
like Facebook,
right?
Yes, and I think it's one of Google's first huge
flops
because nobody uses it.
Ryan Dunn. He's from Jackass.
Oh, the Jackass guy that died. Yep, in the car crash.
This one's not a surprise. Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
Mom, who was cleared of murder, amazingly. Battlefield 3. What is that?
Video game.
Okay. The iPhone 5. Adele. I don't know that I know. She's a singer, right?
Yes.
I don't know that I know any of her music.
Rolling in the Deep? And
I don't know.
Throw surgery.
Now, do you know what this is? Number eight, TEPCO. Do you know what that is?
No.
TEPCO. It's the power company that's responsible for the Fukushima nuclear plants. Oh. That big earthquake in 2011. Earlier this year.
Wouldn't you have to Google first the power company that's responsible for the Fukushima?
You know what's interesting? Here's what's interesting. On the list, at number eight, it actually has, I guess, the Japanese symbols for the... It's not even... Here, I'll show you. It's not even the...
Oh, the Japanese